factory farming, intensive farming, otherwise known as cage farming, is the most urgent animal welfare issue of our time based on the number of animals involved and the amount of suffering they go through on a daily basis.
Mandy Carter's the campaign manager for Compassion in World Farming International. While battery chicken farming is banned in the EU, she says many people are unaware of the extent to which cages are still being used.
Even though battery cages are banned throughout Europe, we're still using so-called enriched cages, which, as far as the hens are concerned, are a little better. They still have just over an A4 piece of paper per bird for their entire lives. With the 300 million rabbits that are caged, they can't even take a few hops forward. And there's also sows that are caged whilst they are pregnant and once they've given birth that are kept in such narrow cages that they cannot even turn around. Also, quail are caged, which most people don't know about, but this is quite a large industry as well, with the quail given less space than a beer mat per bird for their entire lives.
Enriched cages were brought into European farming ostensibly to improve conditions for egg layers. They contain a nest box area, perches and scratch mats.
I've been inside an enriched cage farm and it's one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen. That is regarded as an improvement is laughable, because as far as those animals are concerned, they're still suffering the same way they would in a battery cage. They would naturally spend about 80% of their day foraging for grubs in the dirt. They can't do that in a cage. They can actually barely even flap their wings. So we are depriving them of the furry things that come natural to them. It's as though the egg industry have put some lipstick on the cages and repackaged them. So we say, enough with tinkering around the edges, it's time now for the cruelty of cages to come to an end.
A European Citizens Initiative invites citizens from across the entire EU to sign a petition on a particular subject. If it gathers 1 million signatures within a year, the European Commission decides on appropriate follow-up action. Compassion in World Farming have called their petition End the Cage Age.
Change will only come when we all speak up together. And so many people do care about animals. There's been Eurobarometer polls that show 90% of people agree with higher welfare for farmed animals. So this isn't something that's just being pressed forward by animal welfare organisations. This is actual, just regular people want to see animals treated better.
One of those signing the petition is chicken and pig farmer Davide Lovera. His farm, Parvadomus, is located in the Piedmontese hills, not far from Turin.
We are on this side of the hill where we have our chicken. It's a 4,000 meter square fence where we keep 50 chicken. Here they've got a meadow where they can eat grass, and here there is there are houses where they go by night. And I've got my dog to look after them and to prevent foxes to come in. They eat a lot of what they found on the ground, little insects, grass, seeds. And when I butcher them, I can see the grass in their stomach. I think here in Piemonte, this is the only farm where the chicken are grass-fed.
So how many pigs do you have here?
I've got 100 pigs for 10 hectares.
So 10 hectares, 100 pigs.
Yes.
And they've just had piglets.
They born here free, in the forest. They live all the year long here, during the winter too. And this makes them also stronger against the diseases. I don't use antibiotics. Only if necessary, twice or three times a year. That is very different from industrial farms where they use them periodically to avoid diseases that come from overcrowding of the pigs.
And how many times do you feed them every day?
Once a day, because I want them to go around to find the foods in the ground. They eat roots, leaves, wild fruit like acorns, and wild cherries, hazelnuts too. Here there are many hazelnuts.
Having left a more lucrative career in publishing, Davide's approach to farming is about achieving ethical and environmental rather than financial wealth. And those who buy his meat are willing to pay a bit more for it. Mandy Carter says consumers are the key.
There's been a huge worldwide cage-free movement on the corporate level, which is where we've seen supermarkets going cage-free, and that's because consumers are demanding change. No longer will we accept these cruel farming methods for industry profit.
Mandy's confident they'll gather far more than the 1 million signatures required. It's the beginning of a lengthy bureaucratic process she hopes will result in happier animals and healthier humans. Danny Mitzman, DW Radio, Turin.